This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Over a decade ago, a book came out that offered some very good news. It announced boldly that there is an alternative way to heal our diseases. There are natural methods for curing ills. Well, that very large and very detailed book is now in its third printing with over 500,000 copies sold worldwide. And I've asked one of the co-authors to join us. Mark Stengler is a licensed naturopathic medical doctor and has written more than 30 books. He specializes in blending conventional and natural medicine. He's also in private practice in California. Dr. Stengler, welcome to HeartWise.
Hi, good to be with you.
You know, looking through your book, I see information for treating or preventing everything from cavities to cardiovascular disease, from menopause to multiple sclerosis. I guess my first question would be, how do we know when it's time to go conventional, in other words, head for the nearest clinic or hospital, or focus on natural, using herbal supplements, diet, hydrotherapy, homeopathy, massage therapy, et cetera, et cetera? More to the point, how do you make that determination as you see patients?
Right. Well, it's a good question. When I see patients, if they're exhibiting symptoms which, you know, obviously are more serious in nature, for example, let's say like a serious infection. I mean, things like a common cold and things like that, a minor sore throat, a minor earache, minor urinary tract infection, things like that we can take care of no problem. And most of the times we can treat those naturally. We don't even need to use pharmaceuticals. People are exhibiting more serious symptoms where I think, you know, their life could be at risk. More serious infections, maybe you're suspecting something like meningitis or a possible heart attack or stroke, and obviously we get those people off to the hospital ASAP. But, you know, most chronic conditions can be prevented or helped greatly with natural medicine using nutrition and supplements and other natural techniques. And so, especially people with chronic health problems, they really should be using alternative or natural healing methods to help them, because often their results are limited in the realm of pharmaceutical and surgical treatments.
Well, now that brings me to the first question, especially since we have our number one killer, cardiovascular disease. A person comes into you and presents with symptoms that you know are life-threatening. You send them off to the hospital. Are you looking at that's going to be the answer? The hospital, you're going to find the answer there? Or is there something beyond that hospital stay? Why do you send them to the hospital?
Oh, good question. Well, in my mind, it's to get them stabilized, okay. You know, prevent them from having a heart attack, prevent them from dying. Hospitals and conventional medicine is excellent at emergency medicine, phenomenal. But that's pretty much where, after that, they have problems. And so, in my mind, get the patient stabilized and then see the patient and treat why they're susceptible to the problem to begin with. So often people with, you know, cardiovascular illness, they have plaque that's formed in their arteries. They have heart arteries that are spasming, causing symptoms. And so these people, by working with their diet, working with their stress, working with their exercise, getting the nutrients in that their body needs, then we can treat the underlying root causes much more effectively. So you first stabilize the patient with emergency medicine, but then the long-term treatment, really using natural therapeutics, is where we shine, and we can help treat the root of why a person's had the problem. So not only preventing problems in the future, but helping them to feel better along the way.
You know, doctor, this is not a good business sense that you're doing, because you're healing people here with this process.
Well, you know, if we're doing our job well, we shouldn't see patients that often.
Yes.
I mean, in America, it seems to be the opposite. I mean, people have so many doctor's visits, they're on so many prescriptions. It's a wonder we just can't keep up with it financially in our country.
Oh, my. Well, we were struggling with that, as you can tell. Well, I would like to go through some diseases, some illnesses, some conditions that you list in your book, and just share some of the things you have in your book about helping people. Let's stay with cardiovascular disease. You have someone come in, and that person is having real problems in the widowmaker part of the coronary artery area. The cholesterol is through the roof. This person needs help, or they're going to die in the next 20 minutes. After they have gone to the doctor, and after they've had that, maybe the stent put in, or maybe even bypass surgery, what do you do next? How do you help that person, according to your book?
Yeah, well, what we do is we really help them to identify what are the root causes. I mean, we talk about things like cholesterol. Well, it's a factor. It's only one factor out of many. And so if we just, you know, if you just focus on someone's cholesterol level, you're going to miss about 75 to 80% of else what's going on, what's causing the problems in their arteries and their blood vessels. So we certainly would focus on doing some sophisticated testing. We would look at markers of inflammation. We know that chronic inflammation is associated with causing cardiovascular disease and forming plaque in the arteries. We'd look at nutritional deficiencies with lab tests. Studies show that people who have the lowest levels of omega-3 fatty acids are at higher risk for a sudden heart attack. We know patients that are low in vitamin K form plaque more easily in their arteries. We know if they're low in magnesium, which about 70% of people are on the lower side, you know, their arteries are going to spasm more. They're going to have worse blood flow. Their heart won't work as a good pump. Nutrients like CoQ10, which you need for good healthy blood vessels and good heart health. So we look at the nutrient levels with lab testing, which most doctors don't do. We look deeper as well. We look at things like heavy metals. We know, for example, that things like high mercury from eating fish like tuna, having fillings in their mouth, we know that's a risk factor for heart disease. We look at things like lead levels. A lot of people who grew up in a generation where lead was in the gasoline, it was used in paint, and so high lead causes plaque to form in arteries. And these are just some examples. They're not all. And then we'd focus on their diet and lifestyle. I know you guys have talked a lot in the program about, you know, a plant-based diet. Yes. I mean, there's just so much good literature showing that's important. We help patients get used to that concept and educate them on how to do that. We work with their stress levels. Most people in America have very high stress, and that in itself creates inflammation and damage to their arteries and blood pressure problems, which also is an issue. And then we use very targeted nutritional supplements, and we talk about these in the book. Supplements shown in studies to help with blood vessel health, to help with heart health, to help combat the effects of plaque building up in your arteries. So really, that type of a holistic approach is what we focus on.
It sounds like you're putting a lot of the responsibility for finding the healing process on the patient, him or herself. It's up to us to make ourselves well. Am I right?
Well, a large part of it. I mean, I think a good holistic doctor can help use modern technology to pinpoint a lot of the root causes more effectively. But yes, I mean, if the patient doesn't work with the diet, if they don't work with the exercise, they don't work at the stress, their results are going to be certainly limited, greatly limited. You know, supplements and all these types of things are very good, and we do fancier things like chelation therapy and intravenous nutrients and things like that. But if a patient doesn't do the fundamentals, the diet, the exercise, the stress reduction, their results can be greatly limited, and only they can control that on a day-to-day basis.
All right, very good. We're talking with Dr. Mark Stangler. He is a physician, naturopathic physician working in California. He has written a book, Prescription for Natural Cures, in its third edition. This is a big book. This book is an encyclopedia in a book between two covers. So you're going to love this book, Prescription for Natural Cures. Let's go through some of the areas that you mentioned in the book, and let's see if we can find some hope for people who may be suffering from these, as you describe in the book. We've moved from cardiovascular disease down to osteoporosis. Now, this used to be the world of Fosamax. What happened there?
Well, that is true, and still the drugs are pushed quite strongly. And as we found out in studies like in a British Medical Journal, I mean, there's a too high of a percent of people who would be on drugs like Fosamax for 5 years or longer, and they found out they got atypical hip fractures, which means you just be standing all of a sudden, your hip fractures, because these drugs do not compose the bone as God designed. It would increase your bone density on a scan, but not the kind of bone density and bone flexibility which you need.
Yes.
You see, when you deposit bone with artificial drugs, you don't get the same bone matrix as our body would normally make, and so it's a little bit misleading. So people are more concerned about drugs like that, and so we do know osteoporosis, there are some very good things people can do to help improve their bone density. Number one, goes back to diet again. I mean, more of a plant-based diet is certainly very important. There's some very good information now showing that when people eat a diet that tends to push their blood even mildly towards more of an acidic type environment or pH value, you're going to cause calcium to be released from your bone to go into your bloodstream to have an alkalinizing effect. So we know studies have shown at the University of San Francisco, foods which are high in potassium, mainly plant foods, you know, tomatoes, for example, different fruits, they are very rich in potassium. And potassium is the most important nutrient when it comes to alkalinizing the blood and helping bone density. They've actually done studies in women, postmenopausal women, where they give them potassium chloride, which has an alkalinizing effect. And they follow these women over a period of time, like a year and a half, and actually shown they'd have an increase in bone density, not even changing anything else, whereas women that were on placebo would continue to lose bone. And so that's why a diet rich in potassium, as you find in fruits and vegetables, is critically important. And then nutrients, nutrients like vitamin K2. Most medical doctors are not aware you need vitamin K2 and vitamin K to help deposit bone properly. And without it, and most people in America are not getting enough of their green vegetables to get that vitamin K, you're going to have problems forming bone. So long gone are the days where we rely on drugs, where we rely on high doses of calcium by itself to form bone. It just doesn't work good. We need things like vitamin K, magnesium, like in whole grains, green leafy vegetables, and supplements. Vitamin D, about 70% of the population is low in vitamin D, whether you live in a sunny climate or not. Of course, you can't absorb your calcium unless you have adequate vitamin D, and blood levels should be checked. And then we use fancier things. Even studies done with essential fatty acids have been shown to help improve bone density when combined with other minerals like calcium. Weight-bearing exercise, of course, critical. At least 3 times a week, weight-bearing exercise, walking, lifting weights, you can help to increase bone density. So there's a lot people can do to be proactive in increasing bone density, which affects so many seniors out there. Matter of fact, even a lot of people over the age of 50.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Stengler. We're talking about his book. He's one of the co-authors of Prescription for Natural Cures. It's in its third edition, over 500,000 copies sold. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, let's talk about menopause, cavities, and something called MRSA. And if you want to know how to help yourselves in these areas and more, stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. Would you like a strategy to help you lower your blood pressure other than medications? Well, our biblical prescription for today comes from Psalm 63, verses 3. This text states, "Thy loving kindness is better than life." Well, studies have shown that kindness can lengthen your life and actually lower your blood pressure by increasing vagal tone, the parasympathetic nervous system, chemicals like oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, and all of these might contribute to lowering the blood pressure. Not only does it lower blood pressure, but kindness can help your blood sugar and improve your immune system. So, if you want a strategy to help you lower your blood pressure, how about participating in a random act of kindness today? To learn more, go to our website. That's heartwiseministries.org.
$20 doesn't buy much these days. I remember when $20 would buy a bag of groceries or a new pair of shoes, but not anymore. I'm Nick Evanson, production manager at Heartwise Ministries. Let me tell you what $20 can do around here. It pays for a few moments of production time on our radio program, Heartwise, or one of our other outreach projects. No big deal, you say. Well, we think otherwise, because during those few moments, we may present something that changes a life. Those moments may contain just the right piece of information or the exact words a person needs to hear to alter his or her lifestyle and bring healing to the mind and body. During those few moments, a participant may comprehend God's love for the very first time. Stop by heartwiseministries.org and become a supporter of this outreach. Your $20 or $200, or $2,000, will start creating moments right away. At Heartwise Ministries, the buck doesn't stop here.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. Mark Stengler. He is in private practice in California. He's a naturopathic physician, and he is saying in his book, Prescription for Natural Cures, that there are alternatives that we need to look at seriously to help us along the road to healing of some of our major diseases like cardiovascular disease or osteoporosis. Now, menopause. I don't know if this is a disease, but it certainly is a nuisance. How can women help themselves with this particular condition?
Well, very important. You know, people are surprised to find out about 6,000 women a day are going into menopause. That's a lot of women. And so what we do with these patients, we work with diet and exercise, both of which have been shown to help menopausal symptoms. Matter of fact, if you look at women in other cultures like Japan, for example, their rates of hot flashes are very, very small compared to American women. The average American woman in menopause, about 75% of them do have problems with hot flashes, and they want some relief. So some of the natural things we use, there have been good studies showing that ground flax seeds actually help to reduce hot flashes in a couple studies now, something very safe and effective women can do. There's some very good herbal extracts people can use. You know, God provided these natural hormone balancing phytochemicals, if you will, in these herbs, like black cohosh. There's a number of studies showing it helps with hot flashes and night sweats and mood changes with menopause. Other herbs like maca we get from countries like Peru, that's been shown to help with hot flashes. So we talk about in the book a number of good herbal extracts, studies that have been done on them and how they can help women with hot flashes and menopausal symptoms. And then for women with really intense symptoms where that's not strong enough, doctors like myself, and we talk about in the book, use a bioidentical or natural hormone replacement. We don't use the synthetic hormones that have been typically used in medicine throughout the decades. We use the bioidentical or natural hormones, and so those help symptoms and found to be much, much safer than the synthetic hormones.
I had to sort of chuckle when I saw juxtaposed with cardiovascular disease just down the road a little ways in this book, cavities. What can you do for people who are fighting tooth decay in a natural way?
Well, it's a good question. If you look at other cultures where they don't have all the processed foods like we have here in America, cavities are not near as common. One of the things we have people do, besides the obvious, decreasing their sugar intake if you can, there are studies showing that green tea actually has been shown to decrease the acid production by a common bacteria in the mouth, a certain bacteria called Streptococcus mutans, and this bacteria wears down the enamel of the teeth. And so green tea actually will help to lower the levels of that bacteria, and that can help to reduce your risk of cavities. There's also a natural substance called xylitol. It's a natural sugar alcohol derived from corn. And you can actually get chewing gum and lozenges made from it, and that's been shown to also reduce that bacteria which causes cavities. Studies show that will reduce your risk of cavities. They've even done studies with children where that xylitol gum is chewing and using toothpaste. You can get toothpaste from the health food store that have this naturally occurring xylitol in them. And studies show that that reduces the risk of cavities. And then lastly, now we know that the good bacteria, people are familiar with probiotics and good bacteria like you get in yogurt, for example, or supplements, are good for the digestive system, good for the immune system. But studies now show that certain types of probiotics or good bacteria are very important in your mouth. And these good bacteria also reduce your risk of forming cavities as well. And so chewable tablets are available with these natural good bacteria.
Our guest today is Dr. Mark Stengler. He is a co-author of the book Prescription for Natural Cures, and we're looking at some of the material in there. This next one is kind of a scary disease. MRSA are its initials. Can you share a little bit more about MRSA and how we can help ourselves there?
Yeah, MRSA refers to, it's kind of a fancy word, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. That's why we call it MRSA. But it's an infection caused by the staph bacteria. Often occurs on the skin, and unfortunately, it's very resistant to a lot of antibiotic treatments, and so people often end up in the hospital with this type of infection. It can be very, very serious. It can even spread throughout the bloodstream. So there's different things we talk about in the book that actually have been studied for this. So, for example, one study done in a hospital setting found that tea tree oil, when applied topically as an ointment, was successful in helping to clear up MRSA infections, almost 50% of cases, which is quite surprising when it can work better than a lot of antibiotics. There's also been very good studies done with colloidal silver. Silver, which 100 years ago was actually very commonly used in conventional medicine, but colloidal silver applied topically also has been shown to have a direct killing effect on this staph bacteria that leads to MRSA. So there are things people can do to help now. You know, an infection like that, you should be under the supervision of a doctor, but you could certainly incorporate these natural things we talk about in our book to help recover more effectively rather than just relying on antibiotics, which don't always work.
Now, if you're seeing a doctor and you get this book and you start doing some of the things in the book, should you tell the doctor that you're doing these things?
Well, I think it's good to tell them so they know what's going on. They should not have a problem with it. I mean, these things are which have been studied and they don't interfere with, you know, conventional treatment. But yeah, I think you should tell them for two reasons. A, they can see how well they work. B, then they can help other people with them.
Okay, very good. Now, here's a big one, cancer. This is a killer. We're talking about a major heartbreaking disease here. Are there things we can do natural to help ourselves keep from getting cancer, and if we have it, to back ourselves out of it a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, there's just plenty of data, and even conventional medicine will tell you this is a fact, that the vast majority of cancers are not genetic. Now, some certainly are, but the vast majority aren't. I mean, around 10% seem to have a strong genetic component, which leaves things like nutrition, lifestyle, stress, and environmental toxins as really the biggest causative factors as to why people get cancer. So keeping that in mind, that means the majority of cancers, if you work on your diet and your lifestyle and your exercise and toxin exposure and detoxification, you can make an impact in reducing your risk of cancer significantly. Mm-hmm. So that's very, very important. So diet and lifestyle, critical. For people who have cancer, we do have some excellent recommendations based on science, how they can help themselves. We do talk about the diet. We talk about research showing how cancer cells like to use glucose as a source of energy. We talk about how the hormone insulin, when it goes up from having high sugar foods, is carcinogenic and suppresses your immune system. We talk about how things like fresh juicing is very important, more of a plant-based diet, very, very important. And then there's some excellent supplements which have been studied. So there are studies done, many good studies done. If people are undergoing, let's say, chemotherapy or radiation or even surgery, there are studies shown in combination with these treatments to give people, A, less side effects from those treatments, and B, better outcomes, or more likely to live a longer life. And so we talk about things like fermented wheat germ extract. We talk about mushroom extracts, which in China are actually drugs. They're registered as drugs. Here in America, they're registered as dietary supplements. Yes. Because you know they're not dangerous. They're just highly effective. And they've been shown in multiple studies to be helpful for a number of different types of cancers. Turmeric extract, also known as curcumin, has emerging research showing it has anti-cancer properties. And so we talk about these things and how to use them. And so, yes, people, in my opinion, should not just rely upon strict conventional treatment. If you want to get results, you should be incorporating these integrative treatments. We even talk about research showing that intravenous vitamin C done by doctors like myself reduces side effects of chemotherapy, radiation, and people have better outcomes. So these are things people should work with a holistic doctor on, and we do provide the information.
Wow, and that information is all provided in a book called Prescription for Natural Cures. It's in its third edition. And over 500,000 have been sold so far, a self-care guide for treating health problems with natural remedies, including diet, nutrition, supplements, and other holistic methods. Mark Stengler is a naturopathic medical doctor. He's been our guest today. He's one of the co-authors of this book, and it is fantastic. It'll find a place in my library shelf for sure. Dr. Mark Stengler, thank you so much. Where can people learn more about this book and maybe get in contact with you?
Oh, sure. Well, it's available in most of the your typical bookstores like Barnes & Noble. It actually is number one on Amazon right now for alternative health. And they want more information about it and holistic medicine. My website, markstengler.com. That's STENGLER.com.
All right. Markstengler.com is the website. Mark Stengler, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing these words of wisdom. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Mark Stengler inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.